KJAN Sports.
Time for Check of Sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by LGZ for all of your home improvement or outbuilding needs. In high school sports over the weekend, Saturday cross-country action took a number of area teams over to Missouri Valley High School. The Missouri Valley Invitational cross-country meet held on Saturday. On the girls' side, it was Griswold winning the team championship as Griswold totaled 32 points of their top five runners. Four of them placed in the top 10. All five were in the top 12 in Saturday's race. IKM Manning was the runner-up with 60 points. Missouri Valley had 67 points for third. Tri-Center, fourth. With Woodbine, they each had 152 points. Boyer Valley and AHST round out the rest of the team scoring Saturday. Rebecca Topham of Griswold was the individual champion, running 15 minutes 9 seconds to beat Alexis Cook of Missouri Valley, who ran 15 minutes 28 seconds. She was second place. Alex Flippin of Griswold placed third. Peyton Spohr of IKM Manning was fourth. Megan Maskey of Woodbine placing fifth. Cheyenne Sporer of IKM Manning was sixth. Alyssa Wyman of Griswold placing seventh. Hannah Dugdale of Missouri Valley was eighth. Leah Lappy of Griswold running ninth. And tenth went to Courtney Chapman of Tri-Center in Saturday's meet. On the boys' side Saturday at Missouri Valley, it was Boyer Valley winning the team title. They total 62 points, and they win by tiebreaker over Tri-Center, who also had 62 points for second place. Riverside was 95 points for third. IKM Manning had a 104 total for fourth. Logan Magnolia was fifth at 114. AHSTW, Clarinda Academy, and Woodbine round out the rest of the full teams in that meet on Saturday. The champion individually, Tim Brink of Riverside, 16:20 was his time. That was 8 seconds better than Zach Ambrose of Boyer Valley, who ran second. Dion Coffey of Tri-Center was third. His teammate, Christopher Jarrett, placing fourth. Justin Thomas of Logan Magnolia was fifth. Rest of the top ten included Drew Pauley of Missouri Valley, Gage Gravy of Missouri Valley, Matt Johnson of IKM Manning, Connor Garrett of Boyer Valley, and Joe Weber of Boyer Valley was 10th Saturday. In high school volleyball play on Saturday at the Knoxville tournament, Atlantic participating there. They went 0-3 on that day as they lost to Grinnell 2-0. Iowa Falls Alden downed Atlantic 2-0. And it was Knoxville, a 2-game sweep over Atlantic on Saturday. At the Rolling Valley Conference Tournament on Saturday, Arweva defeated Peyton Sherdan 2-0. Coon Rapids Bayard won 4 matches as they defeated Adair Casey, Woodbine, and then Exira EHK twice, all by 2-0 counts. Exira EHK also won 4 matches on Saturday, winning over Coon Rapids Bayard, Cam, and Boyer Valley twice in Saturday's meet. Also at the Lewis Central tournament on Saturday, Abraham Lincoln won 4 matches as they defeated Lewis Central, IKM Manning, Maple Valley, and Red Oak. Harlan won all the matches that they participated in as they beat Abraham Lincoln, IKM Manning, Lewis Central, Maple Valley, Red Oak, and Dyke New Hartford on Saturday. IKM Manning downed Maple Valley. Lewis Central beat IKM Manning and Red Oak. Red Oak defeated IKM Manning and Maple Valley, while Dyke New Hartford beat Abraham Lincoln, IKM Manning, and Red Oak, all in that Lewis Central tournament on Saturday. Cairo Santos kicked a 48-yard field goal with 21 seconds left, and the Kansas City Chiefs beat San Diego 23-20 Sunday, snapping the Chargers' 5-game winning streak. That was a game heard here on KJAN. The Chiefs moved into field goal range thanks to Alex Smith, who completed 3 straight passes on that drive for 43 yards, including a 29-yarder to Dwayne Bowe. Smith was playing on the same field where he led Helix High to consecutive San Diego section championships. Coming off their bye, the Chiefs made the AFC West a 3-team race, pulling within a game and a half of San Diego. The Denver Broncos also picked up a win Sunday night. The Chargers flunked their sternest test in a month and lost for the first time since a defeat at Arizona in their season opener. Peyton Manning added his name to another NFL record. Manning has broken Brett Favre's career mark for touchdown passes by tossing 4 more in the Denver Broncos' 42-17 rout of the San Francisco 49ers last night. Manning was 2 behind Favre's record of 508 when he began the game and was 2 ahead when it ended. Demaryius Thomas caught the record-breaking pass late in the first half. That was Manning's 3rd TD throw of the night. Manning was 22 of 26 for 318 yards and no interceptions. Thomas had 8 receptions for 171 yards and a couple of touchdowns. Ronnie Hillman ran for 74 yards and a pair of scores as the Broncos improved to 5-1 on the season. The Niners dropped to 4-3 with the loss. Elsewhere around the NFL yesterday, Baltimore beat Atlanta 29-7. It was Green Bay over Carolina 38-17. Indianapolis dumping Cincinnati 27-0. Jacksonville beat Cleveland 24-6. Miami over Chicago 27-14. Buffalo beat Minnesota 17-16. Detroit over New Orleans 24-23. It was St. Louis topping Seattle 28-26. Washington beat Tennessee 19-17. Arizona over Oakland 24-13. And Dallas beat the New York Giants 31-21. Well, the SEC continues to dominate the new Associated Press Top 25 poll. Four of the top five spots are SEC schools this week, with all four schools coming from the Western Conference. Mississippi State stayed number one after a weekend off, followed by Florida State of the Atlantic Coast Conference. From there, it's all SEC, with Mississippi third, Alabama fourth, and Auburn fifth. 30 times since 2001, a conference has placed three teams in the top five of the AP Top 25. The SEC had done it 16 times since 2009. Rounding out the top 10 this week are Oregon, Notre Dame, Michigan State, Georgia, and TCU. Brad Keselowski pulled away in overtime at Talladega Super Speedway for one of the biggest wins of his career, giving him an automatic berth into the third round of NASCAR's Chase for the Championship. Keselowski had to win at Talladega to stay alive in the Sprint Cup title hunt. It was the sixth win of the season for the 2012 Sprint Cup champion. The Hendrick Motorsports trio of Jimmy Johnson, Dale Earnhardt Jr., and Casey Kane all were eliminated from contention. Kyle Busch could not recover from an early wreck, and he was also eliminated from the chase. Joey Logano, Kevin Harvick, Ryan Newman, Carl Edwards, Jeff Gordon, Denny Hamlin, and Matt Kenseth also advanced in the chase. In golf, Ben Martin is the winner of the Shriners Hospitals for Children Open in Las Vegas, finishing two shots ahead of Kevin Streelman. Martin took the lead with an eagle on 16 and birdied the final hole for a 3-under par 68 and a 20-under par total. And Jay Haas finished two shots in front of Joe Durant and Kirk Triplett as he won the Champions Tour event in Conover, North Carolina. Haas shot a final round 5-under 66 to finish at 17-under par. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by LGZ. Give Levi a call at 712-249-6648 or John at 712-249-9086. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.